So welcome back to part three of August 6th, 2022. And we have now, this is a tea touch for inspiring self-care with Eleanor and Linda and our friends. And we have what I'd like to do, Eleanor, would you like to do a little wrap up on what you've done? We only have a few minutes. I would really like to just introduce a little of what I was going to and then do some more sharing of people who didn't have a chance yet to share.
I can wrap up in 1 minute. So today we discussed about how the psoas is involved in our nervous system, involved in our organ health, involved with the kidneys having a very specific shelving of the psoas muscles that it sits on and the adrenal glands that sit on top of our kidneys and how that can communicate and how that also communicates to the eyes. And very, very importantly, we talked about how we can do self-touch, how we use the raccoon pads of our fingers to sit on it where the insertion of the psoas is, rock the pelvis around that side, clockwise and counterclockwise, notice our breathing, and then do it on the other side and all between, noticing the difference, noticing how it feels. We also talked about how it's involved in our breathing because of our diaphragm and the insertions and connections with that and how that affects our lungs. And then we talked about how it's involved in scoliosis and how we can untwist and uncurve by keeping it awake and alive and spongy and healthy. And we used the poles for contralateral easy walking, whether it's sitting, whether we are visualizing, whether we're just making a tiny initiation of a movement, or whether we're standing and using the poles standing and creating the movement and equalizing it on both sides and waking up our spongy ability for springy walking. Because waking up that contralateral movement is going to wake up all the healthy systems we were innately put on this earth to use ourselves like. Amen.
And of course, the connection with the psoas to the what was that? Is that your kitty?
I didn't hear anything. I didn't hear anything. I do have a poodle in my lap.
The psoas connection to the emotional centers because of the connection with the vagus system, which was really an amazingly different way to integrate it and look about it. It was lovely.
Yeah.
So I would, with that wrap up, I would invite you again. I just want to get more people involved because we didn't have a chance to intuitively put in, what did you get from this community of people here together, and put this all in our imaginary basket that we've left on Tuesday floating in our beautiful pool in the forest, our imaginary forest. So, Jewel, something for you, just something, if you all could unmute yourself, I'm going to ask you, and it could be from left field. It doesn't have to necessarily be this.
Mostly I got that there's a lot more interesting things that I can be doing than, you know, as we go along, I'm learning more and more, and it's great.
Thank you. Martin, I would love for you or Karen, just to what you bring to us and what you take away and what it reminds you of. And also what I asked in the beginning and forgot then to continue, if each one of you would let us know where you are in the world, because we're really spread out here. Jewel, some of them know where you are, not all, not everyone.
I am in North Carolina.
Okay, there we go. And Martin, where are you all?
We are near Vienna from Austria.
Yep.
We got hungry.
I got it. I understand. So from the first part, what were you thinking of as we were talking about the part that you saw? Or I can't remember. You were here in the first section, yes.
Yep.
Yes, you
were. Yeah. For me, I'm more aware in my body. In the middle position, it's more straight and more aware. The movement is bigger now. It's not only in the ribs. It's more in the whole body. It's a really nice experience.
Beautiful. Karen, how about you?
I have always my issues here in the back on the right side, and started with the movement on the right, and now it's more smooth and soft and less painful. Yeah,
it's beautiful.
Yeah,
and just so you all know, listen, I keep asking now. Martin, how many years ago was it when you organized the first Tea Touch for you at that castle in?
I know, yeah.
2007?
2009
is the
Ausbildung.
Yes, around 2007.
Yeah, this is how long we've been involved with Tea Touch for You, and Martin has been teaching and organizing also for the Tea Touch for Horses and for Dogs. And leads our course now with Karen's support, of course, in Austria for Tea Touch for self-help.
Many, many years,
Many years, yes. Thank you. And Teresa, oh, you said where you're from. And not everybody knows that Teresa is also a practitioner for horses, dogs, and humans, all three, since many, many years. And I think it's just really wonderful for you to get a sense. And Pam, when did you start?
Oh, somewhere
it's unbelievable.
Mid-80s.
Yeah. Mid-80s. Mid-80s. That's how long we've been working together. And Jewel, let's see. Which training were you in first with companion animals? You remember that?
I remember the training. I don't remember the year. But I think it's been about 15 years now.
Yeah, I think it's a little beyond. That was 15 years, I think, a couple of years ago. It's so much fun, to have those who've been around quite a while and those of you who are pretty new. And from the backwoods of Wisconsin, right, Gary and Sandy?
Yeah.
Oh, well, we're northeastern Wisconsin. We've been involved with Tea Touch, I believe, since 05, I think, somewhere in there.
A long time.
At
least 05.
But I think as far as today goes, I think part of it was the Tea Touch circle is the key to getting to the center system. I think that was a big part. And just feeling the positive energy from everybody from around the world that joined us. I think that's well needed, and I think it's well appreciated.
Beautiful. And Gary and Sandy they've been in our courses, our week-long courses for Tea Touch for You in Minnesota, in Minneapolis for many years. Mm-hmm. And Gary's working with seniors. Has it started up again since COVID?
No, I'm just working with more with a few clients that I have. What happened with the seniors is they went under a new ownership, and they're not really into letting us come back.
Yeah, but we're still going to keep trying, though.
Good for you. Super. So, Sandra, how is it for today? Something that you're, you know, that you're inspired, that you're thinking, and then.
Well, for me, it's the emotional thing because of that tightness we talked about on the Tuesday, still coming, but we had a COVID exposure in our suite this week. And so we've all been very tense, and I especially because I had contact with that person. So I'm just a tight mess at the moment. So it helped to do some of these things and loosen that area that we talked about before, but it's been a very tense week. So I'm going to have to practice more. And I just got the book on psoas because I think that's very important for me because I sit 10 hours a day, every day. So,
and I'm from Maryland. And that movement that Eleanor had us doing around, is that, how is that for you?
It worked some because I think, I don't know what part you call it, my back, lower back, sacroiliac area, the fleshy area on my right side is really hurting this morning. So doing that helped that. It's not as painful, but I still feel it. But it's not distracting me. So that helped a lot.
Great.
And that's probably for being at the computer and doing that stuff all day because that's what I do for 10 hours a day.
Yeah. So calling in all your dogs around you in spirit, even though they're not with you when you're working, or and all your angels, that's what I'm always doing for you. And Sandra has been with us, how many years? So, in our companion animal. Yeah, yes.
And 2010, attended.
I think it's about 2010. Yes, it's been really an incredible journey. So Lily from the Netherlands, I love that you put that on there. That's really cool. What about today? What's a inspiration or takeaway or feeling from today?
These last 5 years have been a big puzzle. So today is just another piece in the puzzle. And it's like, not trying to be dramatic, 5 years ago, I lost my first horse. And then afterwards, both of my parents. And I felt like I was nothing at all. So I really had to reinvent myself. And this, especially these last 6 months, have been about someone telling me something. And then the next day, something happens to underline this thing. For example, the cell memory. I was on a horse and then something happens and I could really feel, I could feel my head think this and this is going on, and I could feel my cells think, that's not true, you should. And then, well, I took the lesson from it, et cetera, et cetera. And so today, last week I went to the osteopath and she said, my kidney is too tight, caught up in the psoas, so I should drink more, should do exercises with the things we did just an hour ago. And so it's a bit puzzle, everything coming together. That's nice.
It's beautiful.
Tough sometimes, but it's really nice.
And as you were speaking, what I'm imagining from this beautiful, these two different images of the psoas that Eleanor showed us, is imagining, as we're all sitting here together, supporting each other and imagining that you can just with the, you know, the pads of your fingers, the clouded leopard touches, with the lightest clouded leopards, that you can go along and just touch in this light way along that, the drawings that we saw, and imagine that is in you and that you're just like the lightest possible tiny circle and a whisper of a like, wow, connect with that intelligence in every tiny part of the self. Yeah. All the functions, like more than 100,000 functions of every cell, right? In that whole psoas. Eleanor, those drawings, and the second one that was, it actually made the first even stronger because it was more like it was alive. That second one that you showed us was so beautiful, connecting to the diaphragm and then thinking of the ribs as Pam, you know, with the breathing issues that you've had. Just imagine right now what I'm imagining is going in on the inside and just this whisper and saying thank you. And Karen, not what you're describing as the pain that you're feeling. Just imagine that you can go in there with just put your paws, your clouded leopard paws in there. And any of you who are dealing with pain anywhere, just go in and just the tiniest movement. And what I wanted to bring in today, and I'll do it the next time, but is the specialness of thinking of that, those clouded leopard paws, the softness. It's funny, we were talking about raccoon, and that was really helpful to start with. And then as I put my hand under, you know, and reached into my thigh, it's actually this first part, the flat part, which is the clouded leopard part. And then I was reaching back, you know, like tipping my fingers and feeling these little raccoon touches, but then it kept going back to the clouded leopard. And the reason, think of the softness of the fur and the paws and imagine that's in there and just think, bring the drawing up in your head and imagine you are actually connecting with that inside part. And Pam, go up into your lungs. And just as we're sitting here and have the support of everyone here. And Teresa, I'm thinking, you know, of, wow, connect up the spine with these, like mouse up the ladder and all the way to the back of your neck. And then I'm just imagining with each one of you, with you, Teresa, I'm imagining going back down the ladder. For those of you who weren't here, I was talking about what we call mouse on a ladder, going on fingers, forefinger, middle finger on each side there of the spine. Little tiny circles and tips, right with the tip of that raccoon touch. But take that all the way down, go and connect with the psoas, and then Teresa, yeah, there's a way, some way to imagine taking that on down and connecting with your feet. That's just coming. Catherine, may I ask you, like with your bones, how are you healing?
Thank you. So the foot and the wrists are doing well. I still have plates and screws in one of the wrists. And they want to do back surgery, but I'm trying to do everything to avoid that. So there was a fracture, but it has healed, but the L4 and L5 are so slipped forward that they want to go put a cage around it and screw it in and everything. So anyway, I'm trying everything I can think of. And it was so, since 2000, just love all of your work with horses. And again, I think I told you when I realized you were doing this with humans, I was like, oh my gosh, I have to be a part of this. So it's a huge blessing. But when you guys were talking about the emotions as well, it was like, I honestly don't know at this point if it's the trauma and the, I know I have some anger in there because it robbed something of me, I guess. Anyway, so I don't really know where to start. So I don't know if it's the emotion that I'm hanging on to or if it's an actual injury. So.
And where do you live?
Las Vegas, Nevada.
Ah,
in the desert, yeah.
So one of the things, have you been in any of the sessions yet when we've talked about Ho'oponopono and this concept of forgiveness?
I did get the book. Yes, you briefly touched on it in your podcast with Warwick Schiller. And so I did get the book then, yes.
Yeah. So I would invite you to go look up Ulrich Dupre, and he has a YouTube, and he does it every week, and you can give whatever donation you want to him. And I meant to bring it to you last Tuesday, but I just didn't get it together in time. But any of you who have a, you know, issues that you're dealing with, he's a wonderful person. And actually, I can't remember who it is, one of our practitioners. Oh, yes. Yeah, Miriam is in his, she just did a 4-day workshop with him in Germany. And so she said that he's going to call me because she told him how much I share his book. So maybe we can, you know, get him to talk to us. The reason I bring that up, forgiveness of yourself, working with that, forgiveness of the horse, forgiveness of whatever the situation was, is a major part of the next level for healing. And
thank you. Yeah.
Just take a look, Ulrich, and his last name is Dupree. We don't have Marnie with us today to write all of this in the in our chat.
Okay, I didn't put it. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Eleanor, for jumping that in. You're in Las Vegas. Have you ever had the chance for your, when was your accident?
January.
So you're 8 months into it now.
Yeah.
And are you still having pain from?
I mean, sometimes the way I move my wrists just, and that's, they said that's just typical. It's probably just scar tissue. And like the foot, you know, is good. The back, yes. If I think I am really tight in the psoas. That made a lot of sense. And I just ordered the book. Thank you, Eleanor, for putting that up. And yeah, I don't think the anger is at any particular person. It's the that it took like that innocence that I had of, I mean, we've always practiced safety and, but I've never been afraid of horses ever, ever, ever. And it just changed, you know, my it's in my head now. So I'm angry at that, you know, and I know it's a process. I trust the process, but I do feel a bit stuck. So,
well, it's not only in your head, you all, it's in yourself. Do you like to read?
Yes. In fact, thank you for saying that, because I just finished The Body Keeps the Score. And I was like, whoa. So then that just went hand in hand with then stumbling onto you again. And just like, okay, I'm getting closer, I feel, but not there. Well, for sure,
it's a process. And the Molecules of Emotion by
Candice Pert
is really important to read.
Okay.
Because she proved at the National Institute of Health with her work, she proved that the body holds the memory. And that's why T-Touch is so useful to release this. It's a 1¼ circles, a pause, and a 1/4 circle back. to release that wherever you've got the pain in your body. And we think it's in our head, but it's really in our self.
Mm.
And it's so interesting that, have you had a chance ever to lie on a beamer?
No.
Because I would like to see if I could get one for you to try for your, it's such a difference in your body when you're dealing with injuries like that.
B-E-E-M-E-R or B-E-A?
What's your cell, what's your email?
Grateful.
Yeah.
Mammo, it's M-A-I-M-E-O at Gmail.
M-A-M-E-O?
M-A-I-M-E-O. So grateful, M-A-I-M-E-O.
Yeah. Okay, at Gmail?
Yes.
I'll send you some information. We might be able to get one for you to lie on, because it can make a huge, huge difference.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Michelle.
Hi.
Hi.
Yes, I have a question actually about trauma, like after going through a trauma, if there's something for that. I've been listening on and off. I had like an emergency dog sitting happened. So I've been in and out listening. But so what I did hear was this portion that like almost kind of re-traumatized me, because I had what I was just listening to a little bit with Catherine was saying about how she never had fear of horses and now she does. I don't know the whole story. But that happened for me. I never had fear of my body. And then I did. And I was like terrified of my body. Didn't know what had happened. And it was when someone had massaged my psoas muscle, actually.
No.
Unbelievable. Yeah. So it took me about 8 years to even allow someone to touch that area. Which was like, I am such a hands-on body person. So that was like, it was like I went into a complete trauma state for 8 years of my life, living in terror in my body. And like I said, I was like a wild horse. Like I had no fear. So anyway, I had to go to a pelvic floor therapist who had to really show me that it was okay to be touched in that area, pressed on there. Like, and we worked for some time with me trusting that again. So it's just so interesting because I had forgotten about all of that. And then all I had to hear, and I'm not saying that anything that was said was wrong. This is my response to it. All I had to hear was, don't have someone push too deep there. And it was like, I went back, like all the work I did just got undone in my mind. Not that that's actually happening. And I was like, oh my God. But I have had a physical experience with an incredible, I mean, like world-renowned pelvic floor therapist, actually pushing in that area very deeply, and I was just fine. So I have the experience of something different than what is being said, right, to me, yet I'm still responding in that way. So I'm curious, because that's happened to me multiple times since this has happened. Is there something with this method that can help that release? Because I do believe you that it's stored in my cells. I do. Because nothing's happening to me right now, but yet I feel like it is.
Okay. What I suggest is that on
Tuesday. I would also like to respond.
Thank you.
What I would like to do on Tuesday is work with you on that. And we'll with the cells and cellular memory and touch.
Okay.
And we'll all follow along, so it follows this perfectly.
Thank you.
Doing, yeah. And remind me where you are again. What part?
I'm in Long Island. Yeah, I'm in Long Island.
Right, Long Island. Okay. And Eleanor, Michelle has only joined us a few times. She's, I think, what, three times? Maybe Michelle.
Yeah, three or four. Four. Yeah, three or four. I'm a newbie. Yeah.
So Michelle, some people say that the psoas is the seat to the soul.
Okay.
Because of exactly what you're saying regarding trauma, getting stored in that area. And I go back to, well, look at the nerves that are innervating through there. So for someone who doesn't know 110% what they're doing, if they go in deep, they can injure the nerves. If someone who absolutely knows what they're doing unequivocally without a doubt, and you're in the right place at the right time, then they can go in deep and not cause trauma to the area. But what I'm saying is so many times it can. And so I'm not saying every time, but I'm saying so many times because it's not done exactly perfectly for that person in their body at that time. So why go there, right? So Linda would say in the way that we teach in T-Touch, in Feldenkrais, in Ruthie Alon's body of work, we make it so that it's accessible to almost all people everywhere, anytime. Your chihuahua.
This is the baby. So I'm babysitting this one, and my dog is sniffing currently underneath. So yeah.
Okay. Very good. But so we're trying to show how this is something that can be done by almost anybody, and then not only not cause the injury, but actually wake up the communication within the cells. And I believe cellular permeability, that when I've seen Linda's work, I also believe mitochondrial activity. Because when we then wake up the cells, the communication in the space between the cells, then we're also increasing cellular permeability back to how it was when we were young. And it's also going to allow the stuff, the byproduct that's made within the cells, to exit out of that permeable cell and get flushed out. And that allows for the mitochondria to be healthy, if that's what is aging mitochondria. There's other things that age mitochondria too. I'm just saying this is like one of the things. So in the soft, gentle work, then we can do so much more without risk.
And thank you. I really appreciate you explaining that to me. And it's just, it was so incredible to me. I mean, like I said, I've had experience with both. It's almost like any type of massage, right? Someone could go too deep, too quick, and you're like, oh my God, that hurt. But it was just incredible to me how I was just sitting, so not even thinking of that experience anymore. And then I had this intense, like, oh my God. And I literally froze. I mean, I felt myself going to like fight or flight. And I can feel that very viscerally. So that's why I was wondering this, when this stuff comes up or happens, because you cannot control what you're going to hear, or you just can't. Right. And so what do I do then? Because it's just a terrible feeling, right? To feel like that and to feel scared of your own like being. Like, you're supposed to love and feel incredible in this body, right? Because it's incredible to be physically human.
Yeah, I'm gonna see if I can come on Tuesday to the Zoom or Facebook Live, however you're doing it, Linda, and hear how you're going to guide right. Michelle through it, because yep. That will be absolutely fascinating and amazing. And Linda is an expert in it.
So what I'm going to do, just so you know, I'm going to guide you that you ask yourself about this, and we're going to work from the cellular level with it. So thank you for sharing that. And Harriet, how was this for you? Where are you? And what is the takeaway for you today?
I'm in the southwest coast of British Columbia, in the Gulf Islands. And the genesis in the hands is one thing, but also I don't know what this is yet, but it's about in the picture, to me, the diaphragm and psoas overlap. I mean, that's what it looks like.
Right. It was fascinating, wasn't it?
Yeah. There's something in that I don't know what it is yet, but also there's another part is it looks like it might be the area of the solar plexus for the third chakra, which some people think, for those that do chakras, think of that as a personal power center. And anyway, so these things are just meandering around in my head that I don't know what yet.
Okay, super. Victoria, how about you? What was the takeaway today? We can't hear you. You're still muted.
I really loved what they did, the movement with Eleanor today. That was just so much fun and inspiring. And I don't know if you remember these sticks with Ruthie.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that was in the very beginning.
Yeah, this was after a workshop we had in the country somewhere. She came in, and then on the way back, we went to a place where the tourist store, had actually one pair of these, so I bought them. And they are really fun to walk with because they are very tall and you feel completely.
Super.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Oof, well, beautiful. Only in Europe.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear. Who said what?
Eleanor, she didn't hear you.
I said only in Europe. You know, I mean, it was the thing that my mother used to say, that all the governments always paid for people to be able to have their walking sticks in Europe. Only in the United States did you have to go buy them, you know, because, you know, it helped people to stay out of walkers so much longer because it's encouraging this movement. And my mom would say, as soon as someone goes into a walker, they lean forward and they don't even move their arms. When you don't move your arms, how are you going to walk? You should have seen her when she moved into the senior living place. She would like, oh my goodness, no. She made the walker a game for the people that had walkers, but she taught people how to use the walking sticks, yeah, you know, yeah. So the people that ran the place were like, no, we want them in a walker. My mom's like, no, you don't. The walking in the walker makes them in diapers, you know, so because you lose your sense, yes, of yourself. And then there's a time when maybe a person does need the walker. I get it. Yeah. But the sticks are beautiful. Yeah. And look how we can use them when we're sitting. Yeah. We can use them in so many ways. Remember how we put them behind our back and then we get all that. Beautiful. Yeah.
Great. Thank you.
They are very natural. So you can find them if you're hiking somewhere in the woods, you know.
Of course. You
can find them with the AT. No problem.
Great. Thank you so much. Karen, what's your takeaway? Oops, we can't hear you. You're still.
It is with the walking poles for me, too, the reminder of just dragging them behind you and letting them start to move in the diagonal. And so I did that several times after we first covered it, and then I forgot about it. So it was good to do today. I didn't get a notice about this meeting until this morning. I don't know why.
But. Did anyone else? Catherine, did you get it before? No, that's interesting. Kirsten.
I did. I got it a few days ago, and then I got it again for today.
Yeah. Okay.
So I got it a few days ago too.
I may have missed it.
Okay. So easy, isn't it, to miss them?
I mean, it does stealthily show up in your email very in a quiet way. There's something super quiet about when this email comes through. So yeah. We may not notice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Denise, what about today? You're on vacation. What was the takeaway today?
My takeaway today was
the reminder from Eleanor for the sitting bones, that it's very important, because that was my first contact with Feldenkrais before I met you, because I don't find a course with you. And then there I learned and was very impressed about this feeling from inside and outside of the sitting bone. And yes, it changed completely my life. It brings my back completely healthy, and and then I was very fixed on with Feldenkrais. I read his book, and then I find Linda and made many courses with you.
Fantastic, great. And are you having a good time on vacation?
Yes. Today is a little bit colder than the other days, and it's a little bit rainy, and I enjoy this actually.
Are you at staying home in Munich? You're Munich?
In Munich, yes. It was very hot the last 2 weeks, and today is a day where it's 15 degrees. And It's a bit colder, but the next days will go higher.
All right.
Again.
So we're getting 12 after. I'm afraid we have to end this. But Megan, do you have a takeaway for today?
Just really quickly, everything I mentioned to start with, I received. I feel that now I must practice this time. I think I know what to do. I'll watch it again, because we're going to get the email. That'll be great. Great. Yes, I really think it's going to help everything. So I'm thrilled.
Thanks. Beautiful. Thank you. Great. And Razia, I think you're the last one. I think I got everybody up. Do you have an ending?
Yes. I was working a lot recently, and often I get very stiff here, especially when I have pain. So it was a great, great reminder, and I know what I have to do. And today I have the first free day in a long time, and I took my dog Blanco, and we went to the lake, and I have this big swim ring, and I was just laying in this ring on the water, watching the sky and the trees and the clouds. And so I will make a new beginning again with working with all this.
Great. And where are you?
I also wrote it Switzerland.
But where?
I'm near Rapperswil, maybe. Glarus. Glarus.
Super. Yeah.
Towards Chur, Wallensee. I don't know whether you know this. It's you were once in Bad Ragaz, I think.
We were.
This direction from Rapperswil towards.
Teresa organized some beautiful training for us there.
Yes.
In the building that was originally built for, was it Peter the Great? I think. Yes, it was really great. Wow.
Okay, Linda, my turn to ask you.
Yes.
What did you get from today?
Oh, my feet bones are just like very, like flowing. I mean, it's they feel like each seat bone feels like that big. And I have that connection up through my psoas. And many of you don't know this. I don't remember when it was, 2 years ago, I was stepping down into our pool in Hawaii, and I pushed down on a stool that was there, and it had only three legs. One leg was over the edge, and it just flipped me onto my back and I fell like this right on my sacrum. And with my head out over the pool, not on the cement like the rest of me was. And it was amazing. Nothing broke. But it was like, you know, flattened. And now I'm able to just imagine. I've been just going and working from the inside in my imagination, working all of that, just bringing the light into the cells and the gratitude into the cells. Mm. And I'm so happy we did this again because I saw way, how many of you, raise your hand if you saw way more the second time. I mean, it was so wonderful repeating that.
Well, I taught it differently too. I'm never going to teach it the same. That would just be boring. But
but we get something different every time.
Yes. Boy, is that the truth.
Let's end with a heart talk. And just, it's such a treasure for us to meet with you all and to bring this connection with this divine intelligence within every cell in this body. And when you reach out with your hands, it's that wow factor of the divine intelligence that we are sharing. And let us send out these wonderful 1 1/4 spiral circles. Let's send it down like through the diaphragm on the inside and down every vertebra and connect. Just imagine you're touching, connecting all of that in the most beautiful way of gratitude. Thank you for being me. And anything that's been traumatized or hurt before, it's just like bring light and call in your angels around you. No, call in the angels of all those of you with horses, those of you with dogs, call in the angels of the animals also and yours. And just as you imagine, like sending that intelligence from your heart, love from your heart into all those parts of your body. And if you get anywhere stuck, there's not as much light. Yeah, ask the support. Nah, this angelic realm around you. Yeah, bring the light in there. And then activate it from the inside. And all just that beautiful way we connect to the bringing these big muscles like into the inside of the thigh and really safe way, all that, and just hold that, hold the connection, feel that light coming from the angelic realms, and then activating from the inside the universal intelligence everywhere. Some of you I will see on Tuesday. And some of you, I don't even know when our next one is, Eleanor. Do you know the next one?
Let me look it up. 1 second.
Hold on. September, when?
August. Wow. Do we not have a September set? No, I'm sure we do. Hold on.
We'll have to ask it at Kirsten on Monday. I'll let you know on Tuesday.
Yeah,
we have the one of October.
What?
I got the one for October.
When is it?
8th, Saturday, 8th October.
Perfect.
But September, I don't have it.
I wonder why.
The 10th of September.
Yeah, I have the 10th as well.
I think so. My agenda, it says the 10th.
Perfect.
Okay.
All right. The 10th and the 8th, 10th of September, 8th of October. All right.
Fantastic.
So wish me luck, you all. So I'll show you the chandelier before we'll stop the recording. Well, no, I'll show it. Some of you might want you to see. The chandelier isn't finished. It's I have to put these crystals on it. They're wonderful.
say hi to Roland. I have to, what happened here? Okay. Now, Roland, say hi.
You're still on the, I don't know what that's called.
Can you see the crystal? Chandelier?
Linda, you still have the artificial background.
Oh!
So you have to release that, and then we can see everything.
Holy moly, thank you. I totally forgot about it. Here we go. I wonder how you release it. Choose virtual background, unchoose, general, video, audio. What would it be? How do I
think that you have to choose none?
Thank you. I got it. Thank you, Ross. Okay. So we're coming. Oh, you didn't even get to say hi to Roland. So I come out of my office into the kitchen. Can you see Roland?
Wait. Hi, Roland.
Look at you in your beautiful kitchen.
Wow, we love it. And then we look out there. There's a slide in the pool. And there's the chandelier. And I'm going to call and buy a wonderful table to go right there. Can you see this? Isn't that fun?
Wow.
Can you see it?
Yep. Wow, Linda, that's beautiful. They're crystals.
And it has 12 more to go on. See, there's a one at the bottom. They're all going to be 12 more like that one. Can you see it?
Yes.
And you all, some of you know this painting by Kim Ray. Isn't that? Yeah. Look at this. Anyway, we're really having fun. It's like this is one great room with this isn't finished. This is kind of trying furniture out. So much love, Eleanor, was brilliant. And we shall see you back here on the 8th, most of you, and many of you on Tuesday.
And then Linda and I will send an email to Kirsten to make sure, I'm not going to give the individual names because it added up, and we're just going to ask Kirsten to send to everyone in this class.
Right, that's what we'll do.
The links for being able to watch the videos. Is that better, Linda, instead of me just adding each person separately?
Well, if you have them right now, I can send it to everybody right there who's here, because I don't have Kirsten's list of the emails. So up to you, Ellen.
What do you want me to do?
Do you have any of the emails handy?
Well, I have Michelle Papa, I have Catherine Benson, and Karen Ingenbreisten. Britson.
We'll wait till Monday, if that's okay.
Yeah, so I'm just going to send it. I'm going to send you this
version. And actually, because Michelle wasn't here, we'll send it. You have Michelle's. I'll send it to you, Michelle. And if anybody else wants it, like, right
Did
now.
I not include Michelle? Did I not include Michelle?
I don't Hold know.
On. I thought I included Michelle. One
second. Are you still here?
Yes, I did.
Yeah,
I did. I did.
Oh my God. I not stop the recording. I'll have to cut it. I didn't stop it, did I? I'll ask her to stop the recording. Sorry, you all.